You have the honour of delivering the citation about the one and only Brian O'Driscoll, who will be honoured today at Queen's University.
That's right, Frank, and I'm very excited about delivering a citation for one of Ireland's greatest ever sporting heroes, so it's a big day for us, yeah.
Do you use your own form of words, or is that bestowed upon you?
Well, I use my own form of words, all right. I mean, we obviously want to cover certain details about, you know, the biography and the details of the person's achievements and so on and why we want to honour him. But yes, then the brief is given to me to prepare that citation and deliver it.
So he is among the most acclaimed Irish rugby players of all time. He's been honoured for services to sport. He's captained Ireland, Leinster, the British and Irish Lions. His achievements include 141 test caps, 133 games for Ireland. We could go on forever about him. He's also one of the most popular gentlemen on the island of Ireland. You must have seen the advantage to the university in honouring someone like this.
Well, I think so. Obviously it's great for Queen's as a strong sporting tradition itself, and it's very much at the forefront of providing opportunities for young people in sports. So we do see a very much an advantage in honouring Brian and in associating ourselves with him. I think also it's at graduation here, we're celebrating the achievements of our students, very much their subject achievements, but also it's I think the virtues of character, the skills, the attributes they develop while they're here at Queen's that we celebrate. And Brian has demonstrated, you know, courage, judgment, leadership to such an excellent extent that I think those graduates today will be very excited to be present with him and to celebrate the day with him. So it's very much those virtues of character and the leadership qualities that Brian has shown that we see as being an excellent example for our students.
And there'll be a bit of a media turnout too, because he pulls a crowd, doesn't he?
He absolutely does. He's one of the most popular men on the island, and for good reason. So yes, so we're excited to bring that attention to the university and to celebrate with Brian and to honour him. And I know he's very excited, and I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Yes, I see he's already been saying that he's delighted to be receiving the honorary degree from Queen's University in Belfast. Yes, Queen's has a great sporting tradition, and is one of the UK and Ireland's leading universities. They've always been at the forefront of sporting provision. But
yeah,
has Queen's been to the fore in the sports arena as much as we would expect it to have been? When you look at that new facility they have at the Dub, very strong argument that they have been delivering, or if they haven't, they're certainly going to deliver in the future.
Well, absolutely. We've invested a lot in our facilities. As you say, they're excellent world-class university facilities, both at our PEC and at the Dub. And I think it is true that Queen's has certainly nurtured the talents of lots of sportsmen and women in many different sports. And there's numerous kind of sports, obviously the high-profile ones of, you know, rugby, Gaelic football, soccer and so on. But also for both men and women, and many other minority sports, if you like to call them that. So I think we are delivering on that, and as I say, the investment we've made will see us delivering even more in future.
And how do you choose people to honour? Because very often it's a top sports person or an actor, or indeed it may be someone who has been a writer,
yeah,
the Seamus Heaneys of
yes,
this world. Do you sit down every year and think, right, who's out there that could put a very positive spotlight on our seat of academia?
Yes, we do. We have a kind of, it's a year-long process, really. We begin the search, really, and we invite colleagues around the university to make nominations, and then there's a formal committee that will evaluate those nominations and try to see who indeed has exemplified those kind of achievements and qualities that we would like to celebrate and associate ourselves with, and really offer as examples to our students and our graduates. So there is a formal search process and selection process that we go through every year.
Does anyone ever turn you down when you invite them to come along?
I couldn't really say, but I mean, I suppose occasionally offers could be made to people who are either, you know, too busy, but I'm not aware of anyone turning us down for any reason other than that they couldn't find time to make it here for a ceremony.
Yeah, I think it would be rude, to say the least,
yeah,
to be offered such an honour and to say no. But, you know, the university does benefit today from the presence of Brian O'Driscoll.
Absolutely.
And from the positive publicity that you garner from being associated with him. But you couldn't have chosen a better man, so
no,
I think it's thumbs up all round.
He's been a great ambassador for all of Ireland, and I think that's it's great to be able to celebrate that with him today.
Professor, I'll let you go and put the finishing touches to the citation. Thank you.
All right, Frank. Thanks very much. Good luck. Bye.
That's Professor Shane O'Neill. He'll be honouring Brian O'Driscoll later today at Queen's University. If you're going along to be honoured yourself, well, you'll be rubbing shoulders with